The decision to stamp out cheating had a huge impact. 60% of the class of 2014 failed their final year of school, despite getting a second chance to retake their tests in October. The class of 2015 has taken note. Final year student Ratanar says his peers realise the no cheating in exams rule means they will need to apply themselves to pass and get into university.
The new policy means we are studying harder and not going out as much as we used to. It also means we won't have to spend money during exams.
The new policy is courtesy of this man. Appointed a year ago after a decade as a deputy finance minister, Education Minister Hang Chun Naron says reforming education is critical to Cambodia's development.
So the most important factor is that the school skill mismatch in Cambodia, and it becomes an obstacle to economic development, to growth, to attracting foreign direct investment. So we have, you know, investors coming in, they look for skilled labor force, we don't have enough. But at the supply side, you have many graduates that cannot find jobs. And this is a problem that many countries are facing, the skill mismatch.
The new policy aims for improved teacher training, better school governance, and promoting critical thinking and problem solving for Cambodia's 2.9 million school-aged children. Underpaid teachers will earn more, and schools will get increased funding from an education budget that will rise sharply to $440 million. Cambodia certainly has a long way to go. Its ratio of 46 pupils per primary school teacher, for instance, is the worst in the world outside Africa. The Asian Development Bank is providing $90 million over 5 years to improve the quality of education and cut the dropout rate. The ADB's Sapir Ma applauds the government's decision to boost education spending, but says at 17% of expenditure, it's still low.
Budget allocation is important, but also expenditure, even more important. And this is a big challenge because, the capacity at the school level, at the sub-national level, remain an issue. So reform is not just only taking place within the ministry. The reform has to start from the classroom, has to start from the lower level.
Ensuring these reforms succeed, he says, it will need the backing not only of government, but of students, parents, and the private sector. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.